What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
We're back here at Laker High School. You're listening to Cruise 102.1 FM and Bonnox, the home of your hometown Hoops. Game of the week, Cass City Redhawks versus the Lakers. And Brent Wainer's shutter here. We'll just get started. Cass City comes out with a 29-22 lead at the start of the second half. Brent?
Lakers and Cass City both came out with the same five starters at the start of the game. For Lakers, Gasho, Lawrence, Volker, Warwick, and Zwemer. And for Cass City, Orban, Barney, Dennick, Ketterer, and Morgan Erla.
And up the way up the back is Evan Gaswell right here by Morales with the ball. 15-footer and nails it by 24-29. They trail the ball up. Larry Morales feed it into Donick. Donick makes a move off the low block and lays it up there at the glass and in. 31-24.
He's doing a great job of using his body to get position, and that little baby hook shot of his is very difficult to defend.
So what adjustments did Lakers make him, you think, Brent?
We're going to talk about controlling penetration from Cass City and definitely making sure we're more aggressive to the ball and on help side defense.
And by the way, he follows again for that 15-foot long career. The rebound was controlled there by Cody Robin, and he puts the shot up. No good, tipped away, and Bennett gets in on good position. He lit him up on Brett Mott. 43-25, Kansas City with the lead. And you can't really let them extend the lead too much here. The Lakers won't be able to curl back into it.
You're exactly right. Dennett did a great job of getting inside position and Booker on the rebound. And he's going to be able
to go. And Tyron all again from the lock. Keeps him in the game with a three-pointer there. 27-33, that's all. And Orban goes up with the shot. Bennett goes up with the shot. It's about 10 feet out. Runs out. Comes back right into the hands of Warwick. Warwick brings it up the court. He looks to go to the left side. Lakers are now going left to right on your ball, and Cassidy's going right to left to right, right to left. Get it. Standing here looking at this position, gets Mary mixed up here. Rebound ball controlled by Bennett. Yeah, Bennett, I think, is only working on boards right now tonight for Cassidy. I think it's the only name I keep saying is Bennett for the ball down here, or over on the boards that are tonight.
He's got great position by low, and he's been doing a great job of getting the rebounds.
He put that one up, but it was no good. Rebound control there by Zuerman. They get it down court. Brady Lowe gets to take a shot. He feeds it to Warwick for the three. Warwick's in the same spot as before. Gets the three, no good. And it's going to go out of cash to the out of bounds. So, not good, son.
We just got an update from the USA game. Bay City has a 32-29 lead. I didn't get to see how much time is left in that one, but Drew Jenner has 24 for All Saints already tonight.
And that's the majority of the points for that team right now. Now a long three-pointer is taken down by Gordon Lawrence. The rebound tipped around by Cass City's hand right into Tim Warwick's. So they're with the chance to cut the lead here, and they're going to take a shot from Gordon Lawrence for three. No good. No rebound again. This one right into the hands of Kyle Keller's going to go in there. And Warwick is stripped away by Warwick. Warwick comes back down the line. They're right now in the body. Makes a block. And Brett Gregson shuts him down on a nice block there. Not trying to fail.
Lakers look like they're taking that. They're going to stretch the floor a little bit, make a couple extra passes to get Cass City moving, and They've got to go up on looks. They haven't converted all of them, but if they can, I think they can get this game real close here.
And I think that's what Coach Green agrees with you there, because he just took out all on Brian Kenner, so he's got a little bit smaller team, but it's a faster team. Skip pass to Carter, Bill Lawrence, he makes a fake step, now he takes it up to the tap. Feeds it out to Chase Volker, Volker works it down low, it's not there, bounce pass inside to Zuhlman, Zuhlman makes the twist shot, but goes up the side of the backfield, ball into the hands of Kenner. Kenner brings it up the corner, throws it over in the corner, they feed it down inside to Bennett, Bennett boxes well down, he's worked against Zuhlman, but Zuhlman left his foot, shot something down, man, it's going to be an and one.
That's an interesting turn of events right there. It was just a kind of a case where the freshman's limber down here didn't realize where it was on the floor, so when he turned to shoot, he was kind of underneath the backboard, and then immediately on the other end, Donick gets perfect position on his limber, gets him off his feet, draws a foul, and makes the hoop. So just a little difference in experience, I think, maybe at the varsity level.
Yep, and you're right. Experience that Zuhlman didn't even have to leave his feet. He actually could have forced Donick into a fadeaway shot there because he had him in pretty good position down there. Free throw shot was no good, so the end one wasn't there. So it's 45-47, defeated by Lillen, followed by Alex Vernon. Alex Vernon goes up and kisses the grass. 45-29, Lakers with the lead, 4:33 to go here in the third period. Cassidy with the ball. Alvin sees it by Lillen to Bennett. Bennett's going to work this time against Volker, and he goes up there at the grass, rushes his shot, no good, rebound controlled by Dan Tiffman. Dan Tiffman feeds it off to Lillen. Lillen pushes it up and left to run, but they can't, so they're going to pull it back out. Lawrence throws it over to the right side. They bounce pass into Zuhlman. Zuhlman gets the pass to Volker. Volker gets fouled from behind by Justin Kenner. Nice ball movement there by Lakers.
Really good ball movement. Kind of surprising. It looks like Cass City went back to that 2-3 zone that Lakers did such a good job against in the first half. And so far, Lakers have had good success again on it.
Oh, they got a nice play inside. They get it to the passer coming in. It was Warlock, and Warlock shot was a short rebound. Was tipped out by Zuhlman, but right into the hands of Kenner. Kenner pushes it up the court. He finds Lorman. Lorman fakes it, drives the baseline. No good. Rebound by Dennis. Two big guys there, Carter, out of in the air. And it's going to go off the hands of... Okay. It's going to start the City ball.
Yeah, it was kind of two guys there. I wasn't sure who tipped it, but they say Lakers touch it. So Cassidy will get the ball, and then they'll throw it out of bounds on the inbound pass, so Lakers will get it back anyway.
There's nothing worse than having the ball thrown to you. It goes right between your legs out of bounds in front of your bench and in front of your coach.
Your coach starts to turn over about 10 force, and that was definitely one of those.
So Lakers here with a chance to get a little bit closer. 35-29, 3:47 to go on the third. Bounce pass inside to Burke off the free throw line. His shot's no good. Rebound in the hands of Bennett. Bennett pushes left the court to Kenner. Kenner brings it up the right side, waits for his teammates. Throws it over to the right side to Orban. Orban shot's no good. Rebound goes over to Bennett. Back to Lakers.
It almost looks like Cassidy is willing to settle for shots real early in the possession. If they maybe made a couple extra passes, they might get a little bit better look.
Okay, Dominic's going to step down in there. In comes Orr. Also coming into the game is, I missed the Lakers substitution. Check to 32, Nate Cohn. So Cassidy stand with one big man around the car, four smaller ones, but they're set up for two big men, but they've actually got one and four.
Yeah, Zaleski's kind of trying to play a pass, which I'm not sure is enough for position, but I'm not so with you down there a little bit.
And Lawrence off the top, boom. Brody Lawrence, sorry, I was off the top. Lawrence pops the free throw line into Cohn. Cohn get a pass to Lawrence. They're going to go breaking fire curve and Alex Bernie. You know, I noticed something the other night when Bennett was going up for a couple shots there. He's on the bench now, but he was rushing his shots. Zuhlman is bending his face enough that he's rushing those shots and kind of throwing it up instead of finding the position on the grass that he likes to. He feeds the ball inside to Broker, and Broker's got over on his back, and that was a great read by the inbound. I don't think that was the intended play, but he saw that Earl had, he saw that he had Broker with Earl on his back and just gave him the ball.
Vogel did a really good job of getting inside position on Earl and forcing his way in there. And like you said, the inbounder, I think it was Warwick, saw him in there and bounced past it in there, and he converts the first free throw.
And his first one's good now. It's 3:03 to go. 3:03 right now. Checking in for Cal City is number 22, Justin Keller. Checking out is Cody Orban, I'm sorry. Volker sucks. Next stop up. It's good. 45-31, Cassidy with the lead. 3 minutes to go here in the third period on the ball. All court pass, man-to-man here, I'd say, by Lakers. In the ball at the court is Brownie. He gets across the timeline, hands it off to Nick Brown. Nick Brown throws it to the top of the key to Kenner. They swing it back to the left to Kenner. Tad gives it to Moore inside, has it tipped away, gets it back, has it deflected by Burko, shot, and then Pittman down on the stop again, he does it to Moore, Moore pushes up the cross to drive, but he's getting Burko in behind.